We all know what rust looks like. The truth is that that's what our bodies begin to look like inside when there is excessive oxidation. It happens to everybody. There's no way to avoid oxidation. And of course, it's one of the primary reasons for aging. So what our bodies need are antioxidants. In other words, foodstuffs and materials and supplements that reverse the effects of oxidation. So I have an assignment for you. This is a little homework, which will take probably about 20 or 25 minutes to do if you'd like to accept this assignment. The assignment is to take out a piece of paper and write down all of the foods that you currently have eaten in the last week that your memory tells you are antioxidants. It doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong, obviously, just what you were thinking. Oh, this is good for me. I'm going to eat this. This is chocolate. This is an antioxidant. I'm going to eat it. So whatever the food might be, write the food down on your list. And some of you I know are taking supplements as well that you're taking because they're antioxidants. List those supplements as well. In other words, on the list, simply write down each and every food or nutritional element or supplement that you take. That you're taking because they are antioxidants. And once you get that list totally filled out, then the invitation I have for you is check it out. You can go on to the internet if you have a computer at home. If you don't, you can get a friend to help, or you can go to the library and type into the search window, what are antioxidants? And see, you'll get several searches at the very top. Click so that you can discover and find out the listing of the foods and the supplements that are proven to be strong antioxidants. Now, you'll find a long listing, and obviously some foods have a much greater proportion of antioxidant potency than others. So just literally check off your perceptions of what you thought were antioxidants and the actual listing of the foods that you see on the internet. And then, of course, the challenge will be, okay, which of these did you misperceive to be strong antioxidants? And you may see in this short analysis some foods or supplements that are listed that really ought to be added to your nutritional regimen. Foods don't typically cost a great deal. Sometimes if you get a supplement, there can be cost involved, but it may be well worth purchasing a particular supplement or acquiring a food and eating it that will embellish your list of antioxidant substances that you are currently ingesting into your body. So the question is, are you being able to have enough antioxidant activity within your body? The answer very well may be, yeah, you're good to go. But it may be there's something, some action you could take that will actually support that antioxidant activity. So with this exercise, compare your two lists and ask yourself, is there something else I should be doing that I'm not doing now? Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery.